Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Eureka, something's actually working.
We've managed to connect through about 12 different ways to speak this morning, but we're live and we're crystal clear at least the next 2 seconds.
Yeah, I've had a number of issues this morning. This is the first thing that's worked all day, so well, congratulations. Did you personally fix it yourself, did you?
I fixed it myself. I used my technology brain to work around the system to make it all happen this morning. So once again, I'm helping you out of a tight spot.
Come on, you don't know what you're talking about. Actually, to be quite honest with you, neither do I.
You are far from technology efficient or aware, it has to be said.
You know what? The older I get, the less I understand it, and I don't care either.
Quite right.
Okay, markets, a bit of a dip on Wall Street yesterday. We had those CPI numbers out yesterday. The markets didn't like it very much.
Yeah, surging inflation prints certainly setting the tone for markets yesterday. Investors are increasingly suspicious that inflation is becoming more ingrained than originally predicted. That definition of transitory is higher and longer than economists predicted. And that started to encourage investors to become more concerned around the risk of a faster pace of policy tightening by central banks. Big number, of course, was the US consumer prices figure, which surged in June at its fastest rate since 2008, smashing expectations for the fourth consecutive month. Headline consumer price index jumped 5.4% year on year. Consensus was around 5%. Core CPI, which strips out the volatile food and energy component, came in at 4.5% over the prior year, the largest increase since 1991. Where's it coming from? Well, the number of sources of inflation, you've got technical and statistical factors. We know the numbers are exaggerated by low base effects compared to last year. On the demand side, the relaxation of restrictions is unleashing this pent-up demand from consumers that are fueled by stimulus checks and excess savings. Price pressures also coming from that ultra-accommodative monetary policy, that flood of fiscal support. And on the cost side, well, supply side remains constrained, particularly when it comes to labour shortages. And of course, the rapid global recovery has created supply chain stress, along with higher commodity prices that are pushing up input costs. So it's a pretty dangerous mix, at least in the short term, it has to be said, and markets becoming concerned about that. S&P 500 down, nothing too dramatic, it has to be said, down 0.35%. We did see a rise in Treasury yields and the dollar strengthened.
Yeah, so even though Jerome Powell continues to insist that this inflation is transitory, are we starting to think that maybe they don't know what they're talking about as well?
Well, you have to say that economists' forecasts have certainly been stretched over the course of the past few months as I've been talking about. There are some reasons why you can believe that is the case. Again, you take out those statistical, those technical factors. Still large amounts of spare capacity in many economies compared to at the start of the recession. If you look at the US, for example, the labour market, of course, has recovered in many ways. But some of the factors, if you look at the participation ratio, for example, furloughs, the unemployment rate still suggests slack in terms of the labour market. The rapid digitalisation, that ongoing investment in technology, is also expected to keep price pressures muted. And we should remember, central banks, particularly like the Fed, have got a greater flexibility, which should allow them to look through some near-term inflations that are above expectations there. But I think given the magnitude of the recovery in both growth and inflation, that call for the tapering of asset purchases is certainly getting louder and louder.
Now, the price of oil is playing a role in this as well. See, gas prices at a record high in the US, and the IEA has told OPEC to get its act together.
They really have. Crude prices hitting the highest level in 2.5 years this morning, as supply is likely to remain constrained. You've got this big dispute playing out, of course, with OPEC, which means that the hopes around increased supply coming to the market in August is unlikely to happen. There was also expectations that Iran could have done a deal that would have lifted those sanctions on its exports. That hasn't happened and may take longer than some analysts have been predicting. As you quite rightly say, the International Energy Agency warning of this deepening supply crunch as we go through the crucial summer months.
Could we sort it out with the penalty shootout?
That's normally the way these things should be resolved. I don't know if Saudi Arabia and UAE would decide to go along those lines, but perhaps it would bring a quicker resolution than the current diplomatic route.
Okay, and a lot of focus on the banks and second quarter earnings season today. I know you want to enlarge on that.
Yes, we had the first numbers coming through yesterday. A little bit of disappointment, it had to be said, particularly from the likes of JP Morgan. There was weaker fixed income trading than anticipated. Costs have been rising in the banks as well. In general terms, though, the second quarter earnings season should be very strong. If you look at the consensus for the S&P 500, they're expected to post year-on-year earnings growth of 66%. That's on revenue growth of 18.5%. Sector-wise, industrials, consumer discretionary, energy, very much leading recovery. In fact, only utilities are expected to be a sector where we'll see a contraction in terms of earnings. But even those numbers, I think, are very strong. Market reaction could be limited. You only have to go back to the first quarter. Actual earnings came in 25% higher than consensus, but that did not translate into an immediate jump in terms of share prices. So I think the setup could be very similar this time around. As such, I think you can expect the earnings to justify the rally that we've seen in markets rather than fuel further upside.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar, looking a little bit weaker this morning, coming in at 138. Euro dollar down to 118. 1 euro, 17 cents for your British pound this morning.
Well, that sounded quite good. I think we'll carry on like this tomorrow, shall we?
I like it. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Well, I'm always happy, you know that.
Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow. Hank Potts from Barclays.